VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. President Trump on Wednesday accused China of trying to interfere with the upcoming U.S. congressional elections. He claimed China's efforts are motivated by opposition to his tough trade policy.
Regrettably, we found that China has been attempting to interfere in our upcoming 2018 election, coming up in November, against my administration.
Later on Wednesday, the president said at a news conference that he had evidence of China's actions, but he cannot make it public right now. China's foreign minister Wang Yi called Trump's claim nonsense. President also said China seems to be intimidated by him.
I like President Xi a lot. I think he's a friend of mine. He may not be a friend of mine anymore, but I think he probably respects. From what I hear, if you look at Mr. Pillsbury, the leading authority on China, he was on a good show. I won't mention the name of the show recently. And he was saying that China has total respect for Donald Trump and for Donald Trump's very, very large brain. He said, Donald Trump, they don't know what to do.
The United States again flew bombers over the disputed South China Sea this week. The disclosure coming from American officials on Wednesday, the activity is likely to intensify the tension that already exists between China and the U.S. The third super hurricane in a month is heading for Asia, this time setting its aim on Japan. The storm is as strong as a Category 5 Atlantic hurricane, with winds above 200 kilometers per hour. It's expected to weaken over the next 72 hours and hit the Ryukyu Islands south of Japan beginning late Friday. It's then expected to turn north and northeast, causing heavy rains. This is VOA News. President Trump on Wednesday took the gavel of the UN Security Council, devoting most of his remarks to criticism of Iran. He called Iran the world's leading sponsor of terrorism and claimed what he called Iran's aggression increased after the 2015 nuclear deal was signed. Trump withdrew the U.S. from the deal earlier this year. The president said a new round of sanctions against Iran should be implemented in the next few months.
After that, the United States will pursue additional sanctions, tougher than ever before, to counter the entire range of Iran's malign conduct. Any individual or entity who fails to comply with these sanctions will face severe consequences.
President Trump says his own past colors the way he views the sexual misconduct allegations against Brett Kavanaugh.
The president says he looks at them differently than somebody sitting at home.
I've had a lot of false charges made against me.
Saying four or five women accused him of sexual misconduct, though more than a dozen came forward during the 2016 race. At a news conference before Kavanaugh and accuser Christine Blasey Ford testify, the president said he wants to hear her story.
I'm going to be watching. You know, believe it or not, I'm going to see what's said. So it's possible that they will be convincing.
Leaving open the possibility he could change his mind about Kavanaugh, but stressing he's deeply skeptical of the allegations, which he calls a big fat con job. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Nearly 2 weeks after Hurricane Florence hit the mid-Atlantic U.S., South Carolina still faces unprecedented flooding from swollen rivers and streams.
Officials in South Carolina are asking for patience as floodwaters from Hurricane Florence continue to move through the state. Here's FEMA Administrator Brock Long.
A lot of the country thinks that Florence came and went, but unfortunately a lot of that water, it takes for weeks for it to process down.
There's good news for Georgetown County, where flooding predictions have gone from 5 to 10 feet down to 2 to 4 feet, but that's still higher than Hurricane Matthew's floods in 2016. Here's South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster.
This is unprecedented, and we are still in full battle mode.
Early estimates show about 2,000 homes have been damaged, but those numbers are considered preliminary. I'm Jennifer King.
Truck drivers in Iran have begun another nationwide strike to protest rising costs, 3 months after an earlier lengthy strike drew international support and caused shortages at gas stations. Video clips posted online by striking Iranian truck drivers and verified by VOA Persian showed trucks being idled on Wednesday in at least six regions. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.